Message number 1001. My plans to save the whole world are in place and not one soul will I let go of easily. Thursday, December 26, 2013 at 14:20. My dearly beloved daughter, it is my desire to give comfort to all of you at this time. My plans to save the whole world are in place and not one soul will I let go of easily. Every single child of God has the capacity to love, even those who are separated from God. Each soul has been born with the gift of love, the gift of God who resides within them even if they do not recognize Him. Love is a trait which is hated by Satan, for God is love. Everyone who loves another person feels joy in his heart. Love is the most natural feeling and it is what keeps the light of God aglow in a world of darkness. Satan will attack love at every opportunity. He will snatch it away from those where he can and he will replace love with many wicked substitutes. When he attacks the sacrament of marriage, he dilutes the love within each such union until only hatred remains. He will break up friendships. He will cause division, mistrust, and hatred whenever and wherever he can. He is the cause of murder, acts of violence between people, acts of oppression, torture, and war. When Satan attacks the natural law of love created by my Father, he draws people into terrible anguish. They will feel no peace when love is missing in their lives. They will not trust others where there is no love, and when there is hatred in a person's soul, he or she will treat others with a terrible cruelty. Hatred can never come from God. Hatred comes from the devil. He who hates emulates the traits associated with Satan. Because he imitates Satan, man will often camouflage hatred with a sweet and cunning facade. Very often he who hates another will say that they are only speaking out of love when they cause damage to others in order to confuse them. The man who hates just like Satan will be careful not to reveal his hatred. Many will say that they are acting in good faith because of the need for honesty. Yet any act of hatred can never bring good fruits, for like rotting flesh it will bring decay and then death of the soul. Love is all that matters in my eyes. Be assured that all those who are filled with love, either for another or for God, that they are already in favor. Those who are favored by God will be shown great mercy by me. Those with hatred in their souls will not be shown mercy unless they redeem themselves in my eyes first. You must remember that hatred in any form, and especially when carried out in my holy name, will bring only desolation of the soul. My love is greater than that felt by any man. It is beyond your comprehension. Because of the breadth and depth of my love for you, I will fill every one of you with my Holy Spirit. My love will draw out the love in your hearts, no matter how minuscule it may be in each soul. So please, you must never give up hope that I will bring salvation to the whole world, for my patience is endless and my love eternal. Your Jesus.